Begin with the end in mind always, whether it is marketing or any social media platform or even podcasting. What is your end goal? And you need to be super clear about this, because that's going to determine what exactly you'll be speaking in every single podcast episode, or even the structure of your overall podcast as well.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
Hey, podcast. This episode's going to be a little bit different, because usually, you know how we do, every even episode is solo, or every even or every odd number is either solo or an interview. For the next couple of episodes, probably like four of them, I'm going to actually push out interview episodes during solo episode days, only because we have so many extra interview episodes that are going all the way past the end of the year. And so I want to bring you that great content, and I'll take a break from the solos just for a few weeks and we'll jump right back in. So this interview, although it's supposed to be a solo episode, it's going to be an interview episode. So let's dive in and you can get the value that this guest has. Hey, podcaster, it's Adam A. Adams. And today we're going to be talking a little bit about marketing, because the guest on the show actually runs a podcast about marketing. Her company is based in the US, but something interesting, she is born in India, moved to New York, I think it was, for school, for, was it grad school, Prit?
Yes, it was.
For grad school, and now she's out in India, but she's got her company based in the US, which is kind of fun, kind of cool. I'm in the US and my company's based in the US, because I don't know what it would be like basing my company somewhere else. So I'm already impressed. She got her engineering degree, which is kind of neat. I always love talking to engineers because they think differently than me. But she's already different, because now her company is all about marketing. Her podcast is called The Marketing Nomad Show. To get her full bio, just scroll down. You'll see the links to her podcast, her whole bio already in the show notes. But let's dive in right now. So I want to find out from you, like, how long ago did you start your podcast? Do you mind just telling us when it was, and then why you decided that you needed to start a show?
Okay. So I started my podcast around, I guess I would say, August of 2020.
Okay.
So it's
soon
been
after the
two
pandemic.
Years. In the middle of the pandemic, Actually. 2020 was still the pandemic.
Yeah.
So in the middle of the pandemic. So I had started my entrepreneurial journey about a year ago, in 2019. And I had set up my company. I just set up my company in August 2020. And I knew that it was time for me to expand my presence. So I decided to set up my podcast. And not just that, I was a freelancer for the first year of my entrepreneurial journey. And, you know, on those freelance platforms, it's really hard. You get outbid all the time. And I knew that I needed to set up some sort of brand presence, so to build that trust, to build that comfort level with my potential clients. And that's why I actually set up my podcast.
So with that in mind, just out of curiosity, like, you launched the podcast to get the awareness.
Yes.
And some credibility, and to kind of grow your brand. Are you still on those same platforms? Like, it might be like Fiverr and Upwork. Are you on there, but then you're letting people know about your podcast, or did you pivot?
I pivoted. I'm no longer on those freelance platforms. Actually, the minute I set up my podcast, I stopped putting up my profiles on those freelance websites, and I decided to use my podcast not just for brand awareness, but also for networking as well. And I started gaining clients through my social media platforms. For those of you who may not know, I'm a YouTuber, I'm a podcaster, I'm also a nano influencer on Instagram. I have my own Etsy shop. It's just, I'm everywhere, basically.
That was a good one. Prit, one of the things that you mentioned is you built it for brand awareness and networking. Can you tell us more about, like, the benefits that you're getting through networking?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So especially now, there are seasons that my podcast goes through where I actually bring on guests. And my guests are usually business owners themselves, you know? So when I talk to them, when I'm interviewing them, when I'm getting to know them as well, they are also getting to know me. And that's how they find out more about my business. That's how they find out more about what I do. And somewhere along the line, because of that relationship, and it doesn't happen right in the 1 hour of recording that podcast, it gradually happens over time of, you know, looking them up on social media platforms, connecting with them, engaging with their content. Over time, there's some sort of a friendship that's formed there, right? And through that, either they have recommended me or they have actually used my services, my marketing strategy services.
Tell us about your marketing strategy services real quick, and then I want to touch on a couple of things that I heard you say that I like.
Perfect. So I'm a marketing strategy consultant. For example, if you want to grow on social media, but you're unsure of what strategy to use, I'm the person that you probably look. Same goes for your website, email marketing, your content marketing, even if it is for your podcast as well. You know, that's exactly what I do. Marketing strategy for business owners, for solopreneurs and entrepreneurs.
Awesome. Awesome. So one of the things that you said that I really liked is what you said, it's for brand awareness and networking. And the networking helps you to be able to get more business. And a part that I think that is really important for our listener, who's also a podcaster, to internalize and make sure that they do is something that you mentioned. Sometimes it doesn't happen exactly during that 1 hour interview. You're going above and beyond. You are connecting with them on social media is one of the big things that I wrote down and took note of. So you might join them and invite a connection on LinkedIn, maybe Facebook, maybe other platforms where you can follow them and you take it another step. That's getting on social media. But then secondly, and most importantly, you're engaging with their content. You're engaging with the posts that they're making so that you're building a genuine friendship. I think that is the difference between marketing and advertising. Advertising is kind of like push, push, push. It's cold outreaches. It's cold private messages and in your face. You're doing marketing where it's pull, 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 where you're taking a step back and letting them come to you. And the way I look at this is defined or explained with magnets. So if you get two magnets, and let's say magnets have a north and a south. Well, if you do the north and the north, they repel from each other. But if you turn one of the magnets around, and so it's north and south, then they connect. And what I've noticed is, especially over the last 100 years, and it just keeps getting more and more and more, a lot of people are starting to, they don't want to be sold anymore. So those people that used to do advertising, push, 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 used to be able to get all the clients. But people have gotten smarter. They've gotten wiser. We walk into like a clothing store or a car lot, and the person is trying to be polite and ask if they can help us. How can we help you? And we duck our heads and we say, I'm just looking. Get away from me. And we push them away because they used to be pushy. Now we're pushy and we're repelling. So what you've done is you found a way to turn your magnet around and pull the people toward you so that you can have an authentic relationship. And now they're asking to work with you. Is that right?
Absolutely. And I think, Adam, you really hit a very good point. And that is people don't like to be sold too. That's a very fundamental fact. And I think a huge part of marketing these days, especially, is learning how to sell without selling. And I think that building connections, building genuine relationships is a huge part of marketing. I wouldn't say it's a tactic because you're genuinely invested in getting to know them, in understanding who they are as a person, in trying to find that connection with them. And I think that's always going to be the best way to go about it. And customers these days, they want to come to the conclusion to buy your product. They don't want to be told that you have to buy this product. It's not that way. And think of yourself as a customer as well. Like you said, the minute you enter any grocery store, you know, you get so defensive. Imagine how defensive people are when, for example, they come on your podcast to guest with you, or they're on your social media pages looking at your content. They're going to be triple times as defensive as you were walking into a grocery store. So in order to bring their defenses down, one of the ways is to first genuinely get to know them as a person. Let them know that, hey, I'm just here. I'm just trying to be your friend. I'm trying to support you in your journey as well. That's super important, guys. Understanding, letting them know that, you know, hey, I'm here, I'm supporting you. And of course, in the future, if you need any help, I'm here to help you. I'm there. But until then, you do your journey. I'm just going to be right here supporting you.
Love it. So some people might be able to work with you and afford your services for doing some of the marketing. And I guess you mostly do consulting. Is that right? So when you do consulting, do you teach people how to do this on their own, or are you doing like done for you services?
No, I'm usually coaching them a little bit, teaching them how to go about it, but it's mostly giving them suggestions on how they can improve their current marketing, or even if they're starting from scratch, how they can go about it.
Okay. Let's use me as an example, and sure, hopefully the listener can gain something out of this as well. When you start to meet with somebody like me, I've got a company, it's called Grow Your Show. We help podcasters. We don't help everybody. They have to have a podcast. Some people only have a YouTube channel and they're like, get my YouTube channel to rank. And I'm like, I don't know how to do that, but I can do that with your podcast. We know exactly who to reach out to, how to reach out to them, what to say, and it's working really well. And then I've got a podcast called The Podcast on Podcasting. Hint, hint, Prit, you're on it right now. So let's talk a little bit about, like, if you and I are working together, how would this go? Are you going to like ask me things about the company or my goals, or what's step one? How are we going to figure out how I'm going to market and grow either my podcast or my company?
So the first question I ask every single client of mine, and I know I'm going to sound like a teacher when I say this, is, Adam, why do you do what you do?
All right.
Yes.
There's a ton of answers for me. First and foremost, I think podcasting is fun.
Okay.
I think it's exciting. Secondly, we have a niche that not everybody can do. So we're able to give people results that they can't get with other teams. Thirdly, I know that podcasting is growing. Ever since, you know, 2007, it's been growing fairly exponentially each and every year, especially in 2021, 2022. We've been growing quite a bit. So that makes me think that my business has some, it could weather a storm. It's a good business to be in right now, and it will continue to be a good business and it should grow. I think all of us want to contribute. We feel good when we help other people, when we see other people succeed, and it's really rewarding and adds value to myself when I see our clients getting results that they couldn't get otherwise. And I could get into more detail on why do we do exactly the things that we do that are different, but I'll stop there and see if you have any follow-up questions.
Yes, absolutely. So one and two were about you, okay? What about sustaining your business? We're about your personal goals, your business goals. However, your third point was a higher purpose to what you're doing, and that is to help other people achieve their success. And that's actually the reason why I think you do why you do what you do. Wow, that was a really complicated sentence.
It reminds me of a song. There's like this, why do we do what we do when we do what we do? Only if we knew that there's another way. This was a rap that me and someone in Los Angeles made up a long time ago. We even recorded it. Why do we do what we do when we do what we do? Only if we knew.
Anyway, that's a good one.
You basically said one. That just a second.
I think I did. That's a really catchy one. So the first question, the reason why I asked this question is because for me to understand what exactly is the purpose behind your podcast. Yes, you've got all your business goals. Yes, you've got your personal goals. You probably want to sit Mai Tai in Australia in those beaches. Yes, absolutely. All of those goals are great. But there is a higher purpose to what you do. So my marketing efforts, my marketing strategies actually help you achieve that higher purpose of yours. And that is to watch people succeed. So for example, now you have your podcast and now you probably have an Instagram page as well. My job as a marketing strategy consultant is to see how you can gain brand awareness on your Instagram page for your podcast, just basically interlinking the different paths that you have set up for your podcast to help people succeed with their podcast, of course. And then My second question would usually be, what exactly is your goal with this podcast? Like, this is more to do with your business goals. Do you want people to buy your course? Do you want to earn through affiliate marketing? Do you want brand awareness? Do you want credibility? And then once you give me your answer, I actually take a look at each and every podcast that episode that you've released. I take a look at whether it actually does align. I listen to your podcast episode. If you say, for example, you want to maybe ask someone to buy your course, for example, does your content actually align with that? Are you actually selling without selling, or are you just doing nothing with your podcast episode and just going? Are you instigating that feeling of people needing to purchase your product through your podcast? Or are you achieving your goal with your podcast episodes? So this is basically the steps that I take. I take a deep dive into your podcast or whatever product it is that you're doing, whatever social media platform that you're on. I try to see if there's a synergy between your goal and what you're actually doing. And more often than not, there's usually a disconnect there, especially when there's a goal that you want to upsell a product or you want to lead people away and help your business goals. So that's where I come in.
Awesome. Sounds like it could be a lot of work and a lot of fun.
yeah.
So obvious question for me, because I have a lot of episodes that have been published. You mentioned that you listen to all the episodes to make sure that they all align. But what if we have, for example, this episode that you and I are recording is going to come out somewhere in like 250 to 260 episodes. So if we were really working together, how many of those episodes are you going to listen to out of 260?
I think usually there's a pattern that follows when it comes to podcast episodes. So until I can figure out that pattern, I will have to keep listening. And that is my job too, right? That is part of my job description. So how many ever it takes for me to understand that there's a pattern in your behavior and for me to understand that, okay, this is where he's going right. This is where he's going wrong. Here's where there could be an improvement and all of those things. So as many as it takes, Adam, there is no number to that. No.
So does it cost more if you listen to more?
No, it doesn't. It's all part of the same deal. It's part of my service. Yes.
Cool. And let's say that you loved my podcast and you felt like whatever my goal was working. Let's just pretend like I didn't need to make any changes with the show.
Okay.
My Instagram, I have a bunch of followers. They don't really follow me anymore. Mm. Like they followed me once when I was doing real estate investing, but they stopped. So I have like 5,000 or somewhere in this range of followers on Insta. Mm. And most of them are wanting to see real estate stuff. And I haven't posted anything like that in a long time. So how would we change my Instagram strategy? So right now, I think it's a personal page.
Okay.
It's called Podcast Adam.
Okay.
But there's really nothing on there about real estate or even podcasting. It's just personal stuff. How would you pour into me on this?
Okay. First off, you said it was a personal page. I would make sure that you convert it into a business page, the option, the professional Instagram account. That's the first thing that I would do. And then the second thing is whatever existing followers that you do have, we're going to just leave them be, but we're going to start posting content about podcasting, about the kind of content that a potential audience would be interested to know more about and actually click the link to visit your podcast. So we start with that kind of content. And your existing followers, it is natural that some of them will unfollow you because it's no longer going to be the kind of content that they wanted to see when they followed you. So naturally, there's going to be a dip. However, there's also going to be a more, I guess I would say, a more engaged audience. Because now the people who are following you, and this will happen over time, the people who are following you will be absolutely interested in your podcast related content. So that's step number one. It's to start posting about your podcast and maybe even giving few tidbits. If possible, try to use reels as much as possible. The Instagram algorithm really pushes for reels right now because it's in quite deep competition with TikTok as well as YouTube Shorts. So the algorithm really pushes for reels. So if you can, if possible, take few 30-second to 60-second videos of your podcast, whatever episode that's going on. Give people a sneak peek. Make sure it's sort of a cliffhanger. There's a little bit of movie making that goes into that. Make sure there's a little bit of cliffhanger. ask people to follow your podcast, ask them to leave reviews. There's so many different ways that you can go about this. But the important thing is you need to start posting for any of those to happen.
So let's logistically think through changing a personal page to a business page.
Okay.
I kind of like a personal page.
Okay.
It seems like it's less work than having a business page. It seems like it's more organic than having a business page. So if I was saying that, would you say, Adam, keep your personal, but add a business? Or would you say, Adam, convert it, put it all in one place so that you can really focus on it? And if I was worried that it was going to be a lot of work and that I was maybe going to offend some people that weren't interested in the podcasting, what would you say to me? I know it's a lot, but it's kind of a big overarching 30,000 foot view.
My answer to that would be work to your strengths, Adam. Honestly, because some podcasters, and this is a pretty general podcast, so I'm going to give advice that will match everyone who's listening in. I would say work to your strengths. There are some podcasters who only focus on podcast content on their Instagram page because that's where their strength is. There are some podcasters like me, for example, where my strength lies in storytelling. So I do share my personal stories as well as podcast episodes. So I would say whatever it is that is easy for you to implement to stay consistent, because that is important. You can't just post personal stories one day and then another day podcast episode and then podcast episodes for like 15 months and then again a personal story. It doesn't work that way. Whichever you can stay consistent with, that's probably the best route for you right now. So I can't give you a definitive answer, but I will say work to your strengths and see what you can maintain long term. Both will work. Yeah, both will work.
What if on my Instagram?
Okay.
I kept it as a personal.
Okay.
But I did find a way to do a reel, a business type of reel every day. What would be the drawbacks there?
So even if it's a personal page, to be honest, there are different kinds of content that you can post that will still create that excitement and that interest in your podcast. For example, behind the scenes content. What exactly goes on? I mean, you're a funny person, Adam. Maybe there's something funny that goes on behind. I thought so. I've been laughing since we started talking.
Man,
so, you know,
I've got to add that to my Tinder profile. Thank you.
Well, yeah. So, you know, for me, I put quirky and witty stuff. That's part of my personality. So there are different kinds of content. Maybe there's something funny that happened. Like today, you rode in on your bike just before this podcast interview.
Yeah.
You know, those are things that
you
can
share. Should we tell that story?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We should.
All right. So I have 3 vehicles. I know that sounds so stupid. I got a Honda Pilot. Because at the time I was dating somebody who had a couple of kids, and I have a couple of kids, and so we needed seats for that many people. So I bought the Honda Pilot. And then about a year ago now, I bought an old CJ Jeep. And I don't know if you can hear those sirens out the window, but if so, just know I've got my window open and I'm right by the freeway. So I bought this CJ, and it's been in the shop for the entire time, like 10 and a half months straight, it's been in the shop. So recently I bought this brand new Jeep Rubicon, and it's lifted. I'm so excited, but the one car is still in the shop. My Honda Pilot, I'm letting my kid's mother borrow. And so I had just the new Jeep, and it freaked out. The battery sign went on, and then every other light went on. So even the parking brake sign went on, and I obviously knew that the parking brake wasn't going. And so I was unable to get to my office today, and I was going to try to walk, but seemed too far. So I rode my bike, and I was 3 minutes late. I was able to get on with Prit while I was riding my bike on the highway backwards. It was embarrassing, but yeah. So I'm funny today.
No, those
today,
are fun I'm content. Yeah. Well, that's gold. That's absolute gold right over there. Behind the scenes of what happens in your life as a podcaster. So that's a personal page. But at the same time, you are talking about podcasting. You are selling without selling. And that's powerful stuff. Because when you are talking about your life as a podcaster, when you're sharing behind the scenes, you are directing people to your podcast. And they are making the conscious decision to follow your podcast or to listen to the next episode. And, you know, you can even put that out there that this was a prequel to the episode with Prit. And, you know, it's a funny, and to learn more, listen to this podcast episode. I mean, isn't that such a catchy way to go about a podcast episode rather than just saying, oh, well, here's my podcast. This is my episode. Please listen. There's so many different ways that you can go about it. And it's okay if it's a personal page. It's okay if you want to post personal content, but make sure that there's an end goal to that content as well.
Okay. Last question on this.
Sure.
Is there a formula for these reels?
No, there is no formula. I guess the one thing I would say is it has to catch people's attention. The entire generation's attention span has really dwindled over the years. So as much as possible, whether it is entertaining content, whether it's informative content, whatever it is, make sure that you're catching people's attention and you are retaining it till the end of the reel. So I know that, you know, some marketers out there will say, oh, you have to use the entire 90 seconds or the entire 60 seconds that's given to you. I say, no, use whatever it is that's enough for you to grab their attention, retain it, and help them convert into listeners for you.
Okay, so grab it, retain it, and convert.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Be honest, this sounds like a formula. This sounds like my hook story offer. Okay.
Oh, wow. Offer. Yeah, it does. Actually, it does.
So you got to grab their attention. I do that with a hook.
Okay.
You've got to inform them. I do that with a story.
Okay.
And then you got to get them to take action. And I do that with a call to action.
Convert. Oh,
so
look, so many
for example,
ways to
like, let's just say we jump onto a reel and we want to make sure it captures attention, that it shares the information that we want to share, and that it helps them to get on to the next level of, you know, listening to our show or doing business with us. If you are doing one about podcasting, let's just pretend you are now my consultant for the podcast on podcasting or the Grow Your Show company. What would be a way to do this reel? Just any reel that you think would work for me.
Okay, to be honest, this might be a little bit out of the box, but I would actually recreate the scene where you find out that you have to ride your bike. You actually go through the entire motions of it and post that. I would actually ask you to do that. And then I would say, watch the episode to know more about what happens and kind of get people into that. So if you didn't record it while it was happening, I would ask you to recreate that. Not just that, there was a significant part of this podcast episode where we talked about what happened, where you kind of told me exactly what happened and the listeners were listening in. I would actually zone in on that and I would put that into the reel as well. I would also, maybe for the more serious podcast listeners, I would also create another reel where we give solid marketing tips for 30 seconds and then break right at the part where it's a cliffhanger and then ask them to follow. So there are different kinds of reels that you can do. You have to understand that your audience, each one of them will have different preferences. Of course, over time, because of the content that you do put out, you will have narrowed down your audience and you would have figured out their preference. It's all about maintaining that consistency. So there are different ways to go about this, but it all depends on you, what you're comfortable with, what you can maintain long-term. If there's going to be a funny episode for, you know, a funny behind the scenes for every single podcast episode, and you can keep up with that, I would go for that. But if you can't, then I would go with the 30-second marketing tip, but leave it at a cliffhanger technique.
So our reel should be about 30 seconds, 2 minutes, 10 seconds.
Instagram's limit is 90 seconds at the moment. I personally usually recommend 30 to 60 seconds because beyond that, one, you're giving too much information. Two, people's attention doesn't stay that long. So I usually recommend 30 to 60 seconds.
Got it. Cool. I want to get back into your podcasting journey. So you launched it for the two reasons, awareness and networking. You've done both. And with the networking, the best advice was that you go on their social media, you engage with them, you be a real person. Then you were talking about how reels trigger algorithms because they are competing with others that have similar things. Like, I don't remember the name of what they are on YouTube or TikTok, But we're talking about basically these reels, these short stories, these highlights, and we kind of are using a hook story offer formula for them. And you said it a different way. I can't remember now, but basically hook story offer. And what else can you pour into the new podcaster who's listening? Maybe for inspiration, maybe for tools and tips, maybe for practical uses.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's so many tips that I can give you if you're a new podcaster. So the first question, of course, that you need to answer is, what exactly do you want to achieve with your podcast? What is your end goal with this podcast? What
Begin
do you want to do?
The end in mind, right?
Begin with the end in mind, always, whether it is marketing or any social media platform or even podcasting for that matter. What is your end goal? And you need to be super, super clear about this, because that's going to determine what exactly you'll be speaking in every single podcast episode, or even the structure of your overall podcast as well. So what is your end goal? Do you want people to buy your course? Do you want to earn through affiliate marketing? Do you want brand awareness? What is it that you want? Okay. The second question that you need to answer is, why should people listen to you? Okay. What is going to be your unique selling point? Let me give you myself as an example. For me, I'm a bit quirky. I'm witty. My podcast episodes are quite unfiltered, to be honest with you. So that's my unique selling point. It's that I'm absolutely transparent in my podcast episodes, and they're actionable tips as well. So it's a combination of this that makes my selling point. What makes your selling point? Why do you think people should listen to you? Why should they listen to you? The minute you answer that question, okay, that brings me to the third question that you need to answer is, what transformation is your podcast going to bring to your audience? Number one. The second part of that question is, what transformation is each episode going to bring to your audience? So you need to have one general transformation for your entire podcast, and then one for each episode right before you record it. So the person, before they listen to your podcast and after they listen to your podcast, there needs to be some transformation. What is that? And the minute you start getting clear on that, the more powerful your podcast episodes are going to be as well. Take, for example, Adam, when it comes to this podcast episode, before you listen to this podcast, one, you probably didn't know where to start with your marketing for your podcasting. After this episode, you're going to have at least 4 or 5 questions that you need to ask yourself to reevaluate whether you're going the right direction with your podcasting and with your marketing for your podcasting. So that's the transformation that this podcast episode is going to bring. The more clarity you have with that, the more substantial difference your podcast will make to your audience. Okay. And I guess one other tip that I do have is something that I personally struggled with when I started, is that you don't need fancy equipment to start with. Okay. Especially when I started out, I mean, my book's name is Lessons Learned by a Broke CEO. So clearly I was broke when I first started out, and I delayed starting my podcast for a year because I thought I needed to buy, like, I don't know, $500, $600 equipment when I started out, and I didn't have that kind of money. And I wish that I had known that I didn't need to start with fancy equipment. I could just start with what I have. And then over time, when I got money, or when I, you know, started earning a little bit more consistently, I reinvested into my podcast. So as much as possible, don't delay starting your podcast because you don't have fancy equipment, or because you don't feel you're ready, or because you don't have a plan in place. Honestly, you will figure this out as you go, but it's important that you answer the 3 or 4 questions that I asked in the beginning before you start. Yeah. And I guess the last tip that I have, and this is for experienced podcasters as well as newbie podcasters, basically, when you are podcasting, you are creating a path for people to find you, right? And you will have other paths for people to find you. For example, your other social media pages, your website, your blog, all of those things. Make sure you're interlinking them in some way or the other. If people are on your website, get them to your podcast. People are on your podcast, get them to your social media pages, vice versa. Make sure that you're linking as many paths as possible, because that's how you grow a very strong marketing presence.
All right, here's what I've got. Questions that you need to ask. There's 3
yes.
of them.
Yes.
Equipment to use.
Yes.
And making sure everything is interlinked and backlinked to each other.
Yes.
So the questions are, what's my goal? Why me? And what's the transformation?
Perfect.
So that is beginning with the end in mind, figuring out your unique selling point, and then making sure that you understand overall of the show, of the podcast itself, yes, what's the transformation that you want the listener to go through. And yes, each and every episode will have their own small transformation, yes, as well.
Absolutely.
Then the equipment to use, you mentioned that you can start without expensive equipment. I want to leave a resource for the listener.
Yes.
$20 microphone that you should probably have a microphone. They work a lot better. We've got a bunch of different mics. There's a $500 one, a $250, a $99, a $69, but also a $20 microphone that is outstanding, really help you sound great for a low price. And all those can be found by getting the PDF with all of the equipment. Go to growyourshow.com/PDF and you can download that and have links to everything there. And one of those mics is very, very inexpensive. Now, Prit, you're also talking about interlinking, and I want to make sure that I understand how to do this, because if I understand, I think the listener will understand. When I go to my website, I need to make my website go to my LinkedIn and my Facebook and anything else that I have. Is that true or false?
Yes, and also no. I don't just mean direct linking. You need to build that excitement and that interest and lead them to there. So perhaps you would say, oh, well, on my LinkedIn, here's the kind of content I create. If you're interested, follow me there as well. So don't just put links. Make sure that you're telling people why they should follow you on those pages. But yeah, the interlinking concept, that's what it is. Because the longer that people stay on your pages, the lesser time they're on your competitors. That's fundamental.
Okay. There was a huge takeaway there. And that is a big differentiator from what most people would automatically do versus what we should do.
Yes.
Most people would go the easy route because human beings do always pick the path of least resistance. And we were good enough because we just had a link. What you're saying is you have to explain what's in it for them. Why would they go there?
Yes.
If you don't do that, then there's no compelling reason and the link might almost be pointless.
Yes, absolutely.
Very interesting. And what about, like, if we're on Facebook, for example? That's my main place that I usually am on is Facebook. What do I want to share about, like, for example, I'm going to write these down to make sure that we hit all of these. Podcast.
Okay.
Website.
Okay.
What else do I have? I've got my podcast. I've got my website. We're on Facebook. I also have a LinkedIn.
Okay.
That I might want people to go to. And let's just say that those are the three other things that I have. I'm on Facebook and I've got podcast, website, and LinkedIn.
Okay.
Can you help us practically think through, like, getting people to the podcast page, the website page, and the LinkedIn page?
Perfect. Yes, absolutely. I can get started with this. This is my domain. So the first thing is, for each of your social media platforms, you need to have one goal. Okay. And I know that this sounds a little bit crazy, but bear with me. Each of your social media platforms need to have one separate goal for itself. So for example, your Facebook is usually for community building because you have a Facebook group. There are people getting to know each other. There are people communicating with each other. So in my opinion, Facebook groups are usually good for community building. So it's after people have listened to your podcast and then they get into your Facebook group and they want to connect with like-minded podcasters. Just giving you an example, okay? Then we have your website. Your website is usually for SEO purposes. So if you don't have a blog on your website going on, I would highly recommend get on that. So the kind of content that you would be putting on your podcast, Adam, for example, you have a podcast on podcasting. Maybe one of your blog posts would be on the kind of equipment that people need to buy. Okay. And then you would probably give links to the equipment. And maybe in between there, you have your lead magnet, right? The PDF that you just told everyone, which is in the link description. And not just that, even in between, for example, you have an actual podcast on that topic, on equipment, on different kinds of equipment, on how to be budget friendly as a podcaster, maybe you want to link that in the blog post itself. So that's a link that you are creating from your website blog post, which is a completely different topic. It's on equipment, but if you have a podcast episode on budget friendly, it's related. So you might want to send people there. Or how to get started on podcasting as a newbie or as a broke newbie. Maybe that's a podcast episode. So you want to link people there. So as much as possible, you are linking. Then next, once people have read that entire blog post, maybe you want to send them to the Facebook group, or maybe you even want to send them to LinkedIn. Maybe you want to say, if you want more industry news on podcasting, if you want more information about other podcasters in your field, head over to my LinkedIn because that's where I talk about it. So there are different ways that you will be linking each of your platforms to different places or different paths that lead to you, your business. And yeah, that's exactly how to go about it. So I think it's essential to understand that you need different goals for different platforms, because as much as it's easy to have the same goal for all your platforms, it's a better use of your time because you're hitting different marketing goals with different platforms. So it's the same amount of time that you're spending on each of these platforms, but you're giving a holistic, I guess, view of marketing goals to hit. So yeah, that's what I would say.
All right. So I know a lot of people that copy and paste the same stuff on LinkedIn and Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and others.
Yes.
They basically come up with one thing and then they're like, perfect, I did it. I'm going to put it everywhere. And so they put it everywhere. But you're saying play to the player. You're saying play to the platform. You're saying
absolutely.
LinkedIn should have its own purpose because of the type of people that are generally on LinkedIn, like industry news, for example. Facebook is more going to be community building. Instagram's going to have its goals and all that kind of stuff. That's very, very, very cool, insightful, and I'm glad to get it. We're going to wrap up the conversation today here in just a moment. So I will just share with the listener, the podcast is called The Marketing Nomad Show, and the link is already in the show notes. So check it out. Prit's been giving us some really good content, and so definitely, definitely jump over there. And then her bios and the link to her website, everything that you need, just scroll down. And then Prit, you mentioned something, a broke newbie.
Yes.
And it made me think, my business avatar has money. The person that I serve in my company, they are generally pretty successful.
Okay.
Because some of the things that we do for them, we charge a premium.
Okay.
And so I'm thought of this as you were mentioning that. In my case, if my real avatar has disposable discretionary income, stuff where they can easily pour into more marketing, they can easily offload some stuff to our company, then is it in my best interest or does it work against me by maybe creating an episode that said, how to get a podcast microphone on a budget, like by specifically saying, if you're in the new stages and don't have a whole bunch of money to put towards something, here's some value. Is that helpful or does that not help me in my personal strategy?
Well, first off, Adam, it's really good that you are absolutely clear that your audience has a budget, has money, and is successful in their own field, and then they're getting into podcasting. I think that's a really good step because then this topic would not be applicable to you. Okay. What would probably be applicable is how do you manage your podcast along with your other activities as a business owner? Or how do you delegate your marketing activities? How to choose the right people to manage your podcast? Those would be topics that would be applicable to you. The broke newbie would not be applicable now.
Okay. Cool. That's really good for the listener as well.
Yes.
To think.
Know your audience.
Who is my real listener? That came from the very first questions.
Yes.
What's my goal?
Yes.
What's different about me? And what's going to happen with my guest transition, my listener's transition? Thank you. A lot of good info. Do you want to leave us with one more piece of advice?
Well, one piece of advice, I guess, would be, let me see. So now that I know that your target audience is successful, they have money, they are into podcasting, I would say it's really awesome that you guys are doing this because it shows that you have passion for podcasting. And for me, I think it's really nice when you have a passion that you can follow through and see where it takes you. So my one tip for you would be to first understand what is the end goal. As much as you would love podcasting, understand what is the end goal, what is the transformation, what is the benefit, and make sure you convey that in your marketing as well. So yeah, that's my final advice.
Awesome. Thank you, Prit. And if you're listening, and you are, because I can see you, that's creepy, right?
If
you're listening and you are, keep listening. By the way, one way to ensure that you don't miss out on great content that we're producing on a regular basis is to make sure you're subscribed to the show. You need to be subscribed or following the Apple Podcast or wherever you listen to it in order not to miss all of that. And before I let you go, I need to mention, because a lot of people are asking, do you help? Can you help me with this? And the answer is yes. My company actually does it. It's called Grow Your Show. And you can find that at growyourshow.com. Our clients, they call us the easy button for podcasters because they simply have to record their episode and they know that every single thing else is done for them. We sweat the hard stuff so you can be the star of your show. And if you would like help to make sure that we're editing and publishing and promoting and doing your social media, it's all in one place. And I think it's pretty affordable. You'll have to take a look for yourself. Just go to growyourshow.com and check us out. And by the way, I'll see you on the next episode.